We're going to do a mindful movement practice. And so I would invite you to come to a standing position. Be sure to be wearing loose, comfortable clothing, something that's not going to restrict your movement. Having bare feet or socks, something that allows you to feel the contact of your feet on the floor. So standing here now with your knees soft, gently flexed, staying in contact with your body, being sure to take care of your body, listening to any signals that it sends you, and certainly during this practice, expecting to feel some gentle stretching, but definitely not expecting to feel pain. So if anything feels painful for you, being aware of that, paying attention, and just stopping that movement and then beginning again when you're ready. So feeling your feet on the floor, just becoming aware of your toes and the balls of your feet, really feeling the feet gripping the floor. You might even press your toes down as if you're holding onto the floor just to get a sense of what that feels like. Noticing the parts of the feet that are in contact with the floor, as well as the parts of your feet that are not in contact with the floor, noticing the arch perhaps. It's really getting a sense of what it feels like to be standing here. Your spine straight and your shoulders relaxed, arms just hanging by your sides. As I said, soft knees, just holding onto the floor with your feet. And now I would invite you to start shifting your weight forward onto the balls of the feet and the toes, just gently moving the weight onto the front part of your foot, keeping your heels on the ground, just shifting the weight forward, and then shifting the weight back into the heels of the foot, but keeping your toes on the floor. Gently moving back and forward, back and forward, onto the balls, onto the heels, gently swaying until you find your natural center, allowing yourself to come back just to a natural center of gravity. And now noticing what it feels like to shift your weight onto the right-hand side. So feeling the outer part of your right foot and the inner part of your left foot making contact with the floor, and then shifting back across to the left. So the outside of your left foot, inside of your right foot. Again, just very gently swaying from side to side, just moving your weight to the left, to the right, keeping your feet on the floor and just shifting the weight very gradually. And again, coming back to find your natural center. Balancing here now, standing still. Noticing how standing still isn't really standing still at all. Noticing how just standing here requires your body to be making a whole series of tiny adjustments, tiny movements in order to keep you standing upright. And now raising your shoulders up towards your ears, moving them back, down, forward, and up. So both shoulders doing shoulder rolls, moving them up to your ears, back, squeezing your shoulder blades together, dropping your shoulders down and bringing them forward. Just doing that for a few more times, just noticing what it feels like to roll your shoulders up, back, down and around. Reversing the direction now, back, up, forward and down, squeezing your shoulders back, up to your ears, forward and down. Now just doing some gentle neck rolls, taking particular care with your neck. Start by bringing your chin down to your chest, moving your left ear onto your left shoulder, forward to your chest again, and then your right ear across to your right shoulder. So not tipping your neck backwards at all, dropping your chin forward, swinging your head gently to the left, pointing your left ear to your left shoulder, dropping forward, chin on chest, and to the right, right ear onto the right shoulder. Doing that a few more times, just gently rolling your neck to the left and to the right. Coming back to center with your head just resting comfortably on your neck, looking straight ahead. Noticing what it feels like to have done these gentle movements in your shoulders and your neck. And now raising your arms up to the ceiling. Bringing them up in front of you, raising them up slowly, slowly past the center point, all the way up to the ceiling. Palms facing one another. Keeping your shoulders dropped down, your knees soft, tucking your pelvis under. Just breathing and noticing the sensation of the arms stretching up into the air. Pointing your fingers toward the ceiling. Staying with any slight discomfort or stretching but not feeling pain. Breathing in as you hold your arms up, noticing what that feels like. Then gently bringing your arms back down again, resting them by your sides. Noticing how your arms feel now that they're relaxed. Noticing any residual sensations in your arms having done this stretch. Lifting your arms again raising them up in front of you until they're all the way pointing to the sky, palms facing each other, fingers pointing upwards to the sky, right up. Both arms stretched above your head, feeling that stretch all the way through your body. And now reaching with your left hand just a little bit higher, as if you're reaching for something that's just out of reach, picking a grape off a vine, feeling that stretch down the left side of your body as you reach the left arm up higher. You might even let the heel come off the floor as you lift up with the left arm. Then bringing that heel back down and stretching through the right hand side, reaching the right hand further up as if you're using your right arm now to reach for something on a high shelf. Just feeling that stretch all the way down the right hand side of the body. Heel coming up off the floor to help you reach. Then arms coming back down to the sides again and resting. And again, noticing what it feels like to come back to rest. Noticing the sensations in your body having done this movement. If it feels comfortable, both arms up again, stretching above the head, palms facing one another, knees soft, pelvis tucked in. And now with both arms pointing straight towards the ceiling, bending your whole body to the left-hand side. So both arms still outstretched but bending from the waist. So you feel the stretch down through the right-hand side of your body, making a C curve facing towards the left. Going only to your limits, not feeling any pain. Coming back up to straight and then arcing your body to the right hand side. Both arms stretching over to the right. Feeling the stretch down the left hand side of your body. Feeling that C curve form as you bend your body to the right hand side. Coming back to center. And then slowly bringing your arms back down. Noticing the urge to rush the movement, to want to drop the arms, flop them down. And see if you can just bring those arms down slowly, paying attention to the sensations as you slowly bring your arms down to rest by your side again. Noticing your breathing, noticing any residual sensations in your body having done these movements. Now placing your hands on your hips, inhale, and as you exhale, turn your head as far to the right as possible, seeing if you can keep your shoulders where they are, seeing if you can look behind your head, turning your head around to the right, feeling a stretch, breathing into that stretch. Inhale, allow your head to come back to the center, and then turning to the left-hand side again, turning to the left, keeping your hips facing forward, hands on hips, just turning from the neck to look over the left-hand shoulder, stretching, feeling that, and then coming back to face your head forward again. And now inhaling and exhaling as you turn from the waist this time around to the right. So feeling that twist from the waist, the upper torso, the top half of your body, turning to the right, looking over your right shoulder. Inhale, coming back to the center. Exhale as you move to the left. This time again, twisting from the waist, turning around so that you're looking over the left shoulder. Only moving from the waist up, keeping your hips facing forward, coming back to center. Breathing, noticing what that feels like. Taking another breath, and as you exhale, this time twisting all the way from the ankles, keeping your feet facing forward, but turning your whole body around to the right. Twisting your body to the right-hand side, looking over your right shoulder. Feeling that. Coming back to the center, and then again twisting to the left. This time from the ankles, keeping your feet facing to the front, turning from the ankles around to the left, and then coming back to center again. And now we're going to do a forward bend. So when you're ready, bending the knees slightly, taking a deep breath in, stretch your arms up over your head, reaching up towards the ceiling again, and on the exhale, pulling in at the abdomen, tucking your belly button in towards your spine, and then allowing your body to bend forward from the waist. So keep your knees soft, allow your arms to fold forward towards the floor, bending from the waist, allowing the top half of your body to fold forward, releasing the neck, feeling the in-breath expanding the rib cage, and on the out-breath, allowing the muscles to lengthen, relax. You might want to hold your arms, hold each elbow in the palm of your opposite hand, if that feels comfortable to you. Let your head sink down towards the knees, towards the floor. It's okay to bend your knees, let them be soft. Just allowing your body to surrender to gravity. Taking a few more deep breaths, and with each inhale and exhale, just letting yourself drop further and further into that forward bend, allowing your spine to stretch forward towards the floor, feeling it lengthen. And when you're ready, begin to come back up, starting from the hips, the lower part of the spine, just seeing if you can unwind the spine back up to a standing straight position, one vertebra at a time, noticing each vertebra straightening, unrolling back up into a straight position. Become aware of how much of the spine you actually experience as you do this, coming up one vertebrae at a time. When you come back to a standing position, shoulders relaxed, hands by your side, knees soft, feet firmly on the floor, coming back to this straight mountain standing pose. noticing any residual sensations in your body having done this forward bend. And we'll finish now with a chair pose. Taking an in-breath, and as you exhale, stretching both arms out in front of you, your feet hip-width apart, and imagine that you're sitting back down into a chair behind you, bending your knees, keeping the feet flat on the floor, keeping your heels down, head and back as straight as possible, and allowing yourself to come to this chair pose, arms outstretched in front of you, sitting back as if you're sitting on an invisible chair, noticing that sensation, noticing all of the parts of your body that are engaging to keep you in that position. Breathing, balancing, and when you're ready, inhaling and slowly coming back up to a standing position, letting the arms drop. And doing that movement again. Arms back out in front of you as you exhale, sitting back down into that invisible chair, pushing your bum back as if there's a chair behind you that you're sitting in, bending your knees, holding that position, arms out in front of you to hold your balance. Notice the sensations. And coming back up to a standing position, allowing your arms to relax by your sides. And now shaking out your arms, giving them a shake from the wrists, from the elbows, shaking out the whole arm, giving your spine a bit of a wiggle and a twist, shaking out your back and your spine. One at a time, shaking your legs, start with shaking your ankle, then shaking your leg from the lower half and the knee, shaking your whole leg, putting that foot down, starting with the other leg, shaking the ankle, giving it a shake, giving it a twist, shaking from the knee, and then shaking the whole leg. Coming back to a standing position, taking a long, deep breath, releasing all tension and discomfort on the out breath. Feeling all of the residual sensations in your body as a result of doing these gentle stretching movements. Feeling the energy and the vitality in your body.